Okay, let's start.
Yeah.
So, thank you everybody for joining this call. Thank you, Bart, for the rules and guidelines documents amended and sent to the list.
Yeah, it's a bit late, I'm sorry, but I had another document to finish as well.
Yeah, of course, I know. You're very busy. So, since the issues for rules documents and guidelines documents are new to us, or correctly speaking, it's been a while after the time we discussed last time. So, in this call, how about asking Bart to explain the points of the documents, followed by questions and answers. And after this call, we discuss about that in the mailing list, and then further discussion in the next conference call. I think it can be agreed by all of you. Is it okay? Okay, so then, Bart, could you lead the
guidelines? Yes, I will. As you may have noted, what I've done is I've used more or less this same structure as the discussions we had on the previous report. That was the issue identification report that was sent around in May of this year, so that's quite some time ago. And and everybody at the time agreed on that the major issues we have with the rules and guidelines, and there are a lot of them by now, are in the rules of the CCNSO itself, in the document called the in the guidelines on the CCNSO general meetings, and on the CCNSO council election and board selection procedures. So there are four documents that are do have some issues if the CCNSO would include IDN CCTLDs. So that's the core. And if you look at these documents, the core of the issues is around voting and quorum. So as you may recall from the discussions we had with regard to the Article 9 of the bylaws on the CCNSO itself, voting and quorum, especially voting, was a major issue, and if you look at the draft final report, I think it's about a third of the whole document is about the voting discussion. So that was a general overview. Now, if you look, what I've done is I've listed the four documents, and I'll take you first through the rules of the CCNSO. This is a very old document going back to 2004 when the CCNSO was formed. The first one is, and that's in the second document or in both documents, but I refer to the draft proposal rules and procedures CCNSO version 1, rules of the CCNSO. The first one, the first topic is the membership definition. In the rules of the CCNSO, there is a reference to Section 4 of Article 9, and as you may recall, we suggested some changes to that Article 9 to include IDN CCTLDs in the CCNSO. So the reference in the the membership definition in the rules of the CCNSO need to reflect the proposed membership definition in the bylaws, and that's simply there is probably we don't need to make any changes because the reference in the rules itself referred to Section 4. So, but be aware, this will impact the rules of the CCNSO as well. Say, Section 2, there was no issue. Section 3 on quorum, there may be an issue. It depends a bit on how we going to end up with voting. Again, this was based on the assumption of potentially one member per territory initially, and if we go for one vote per territory, then this rule doesn't need to change. You could also argue, as I do later on in the document, is even, say, before rules of the CCNSO, we could choose to have one vote per member in any way, as this is not a real formal voting in the sense of the Article 9. So that's probably, in the next version of this document, I'll make that clearer, that this is a principal choice for the working group, either that we say, that the working group say, okay, although there is some voting involved in the rules of the CCNSO, as this is more a technical operational community, for the rules and for internal purposes, we can live with, one vote per member, as suggested by Daniel and others. As we adopted for, say, launching a PDP and some other instances where under Article 9 where there is a member vote. That's raised in the section or in the discussion regarding Section 3 of the rules. On resolutions, Section 4.1, there is Section 4.1 needs to be aligned with the language in the Annex C of Article 9 of Annex C of the ICANN bylaws, because this refers to the voting in PDP. If we're going to change, or if we're going to suggest to change the rules of in the bylaws, then Section 4.1 needs to be adjusted as well. Section 4.2 is a general meeting, and again, this is a question of whether which principle of voting will be adopted as under Section 3. If it's a one vote per territory, then that needs to be reflected in Section 4.2, and if it's one vote per member, then it can stay as it is. But again, this is a principle discussion again, and so that's more for the working group, but I'll readjust this document to make that very clear for the next conference call. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask them.
Okay.
Section 4.3, again, that's the same as under Section 4.2. Section 5 of the rules, so that's on electronic votes. Electronic vote, it's with Section 5.1.3. We have an issue with the 10% membership. If you look at the current number of members, that's 122, and that's that means that you need to have 13 or more members to initiate a voting. This rule is even more prohibitive than under to launch a PDP. So I would suggest to at least to include 10 members as for the IDN PD, or for the PDP to launch a PDP, because this is only a request to initiate a vote by the members, and so that needs to be changed. And excuse me. And we could even adopt the same mechanism that these it depends again on the choice made, that these members need to be from different territories or different entities, something like that. But say the section 5.1.3 needs, in my view, to be adjusted. 5.2, under the if you recall, the working group discussed the possibility of a staggered voting, so meaning a voting in two stages. However, if you look at the current proposals, that is not included. So although it was initially identified as an issue, it no longer is. So that's recorded. Section 5.3, 50% of the vote. Again, this is a quorum rule and depends very much on, how the working group wants to resolve the general quorum rule under Section 3 of the rules. That is on Section 5, electronic votes. Ratification of veto of council decisions. Yes?
Excuse me, but Mary here.
Yeah?
Section 5.3.
Yeah?
Where 5.1.3.
Yeah?
The paragraph that says about a manager that has more than one, manages more than one CCTLT.
Yeah.
Who were to do extra explanatory notes to be able to cover that. I don't know whether we were, last time we had a conference call, I was trying to understand if a manager who that manages more than one CCTLD will have to vote in both voting for as a manager or voting for as the CCTLD. That's a point I don't know whether I've been taken care of here.
It's we could take care of it, but let's take the example, because we have the live example currently with Channel Island Networks that runs .ga, so for Jersey, and .gg for Guernsey. So that's Nigel Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
According to the current rules, so both Article 9 of the bylaws and the rules of the CCNSO, he would have two votes, because he's member for both, Channel Islands is the entity that applied and is approved for both .gg and .ga. You could ask, and that's what I've been playing around with, and I can record it. You could insert a rule in the rules, because these are internal rules, that in such cases he only would have one vote. But I think then in that case, you contradict the CC or Article 9 of the bylaws, which are in effect, I would say, if you look at them, are of more value. So I think under the rules, and maybe I should record this, under the rules itself, you cannot be more restrictive than under the bylaws itself. Does this answer your question?
Yes.
But let me let me take a note, explain this this reasoning for not including it. Now, you can only do it if you change the bylaws.
Okay.
Yes, I've noted it, and I'll include an explanation in the next version. Yes? Okay, I go on to Section 6, Ratification or Veto of Council Decisions. Excuse me. Again, the, say, 6.3 is the 10% of membership. That's the same, that's the same number as under Section 5.1.3, and I think that needs to be adjusted to say at least 10 members. And again, the it's a similar issue. So if we resolve it for 5.1.3, that should be reflected in 6.3 as well. As you may recall, and again, this is about the limitation in time. Again, that was identified as a potential issue. However, assuming that we either adopt the one vote per territory or the other one vote per member, the timelines is not an issue anymore. So that's resolved. Committees, Section 7, there are is no change. Changes to the rule, again, there is no issue. Again, depending on the voting mechanism, what will be adopted, whether it's 66% of the territories or 66% of the members. And then there is, as you may see, there is a transitional issue, that is, when do we propose to change the CCNSO rules, because these are internal. Do we do it at the same time or just after the changes of the bylaws? The suggestion is to do it more or less at the same time, and you can do that, say, in advance, but do it conditionally once the bylaws are in effect, the new CCNSO rules become in effect. So it's done at the same time. I was at the dentist this morning, so I had some. Okay, that was the bit about the rules itself. Now I go into the guidelines, and the guidelines are again internal CCNSO documents, which set some more or less the rules. The first one we identified that needs to be adopted or amended to include the IDN CCTLDs are the guidelines on the CCNSO general meeting. Again, the issue is more or less the if you look at the language in there, it is copied from Section 3.2 of the rules document, so it needs to be aligned and updated and with the changed rules of the CCNSO. Ratification or veto of council decisions, again, this is copied from the Section 6.3 of the rules document. So if the working group will propose to change it, this needs to be reflected in this document as well, in the guidelines. So that's all with regard to the guidelines I could identify. So now I'm going into the guidelines for the CCNSO Council election procedure. Please note, this is the council election procedure. There is it's a refinement of relevant sections in Article 9 of the bylaws. So if we, and as you may recall, one of the formal decisions for the CCNSO membership is the council elections, and this is where the majority of the working group proposed the one vote per territory. So that's the background for this document. So the call for nominations, again, if you may recall, this section which is here, call for nominations, is more or less copied and pasted from Article 9, Section 4.8 of the bylaws. If this section will be updated, this section needs to be updated as well. So the final sentence can be deleted. So, and as you may recall, the working group did not suggest any changes to the call for nominations. This could be done, the working group agreed that the current rules, although even if there is a nomination from from two or more CCTLD managers from the same territory, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because the voting will determine what will happen. So, and with the voting, for the formal voting, we agreed, or the majority agreed, of one vote per territory. So this goes right into the election of candidates. Again, the issue here is that needs to be, this section needs to reflect what will be the final outcome of the discussions and how the bylaws will change. So this will be either one vote per territory or one vote per member, and that needs to be reflected in this language as well. So that was with regard to the CCNSO Council election procedure, and the final one is the guidelines with the selection for the procedure of ICANN board members. Now, as you may recall, or as you may know, this is in fact an internal procedure and adopted by the CCNSO Council. If you look at Article 9 itself, the rule is that the CCNSO Council selects the ICANN board member. And what you see, the way it's structured, the guideline, and that has grown into, say, the practice of the CCNSO, that in effect, the council reaffirms the decision or the voting and or nomination and voting of the CCNSO membership. So in that sense, this is it's on the one hand it's voluntary, but although not a formal voting in the sense of Article 9, one could argue, and that's what I do here, is that should be treated as a formal voting by the CCNSO membership. So whatever is the outcome of the discussion on the formal voting, so one vote per territory or one vote per member, that should be reflected in the guidelines and specifically in the election by the CCNSO members. And that's all that I think based on the initial analysis that needs to be changed, and these are the proposals move forward.
So, questions? to what? I have a question, not in the content itself, but it seems I am lost in how we proceed. Before we completely conclude the refinement of these documents, we have to wait for the closure of the public comment period and the working group outcome.
Yes, or
even we need to wait for the revised bylaws approved by the board.
It's not really. I think there is, Hiro, there is one fundamental choice that the working group could make at this stage. Mm-hmm. That is, how do you want to treat, and I think that's worth a discussion, say there are, you can treat the, say, with the exception of the bit about the PDP and with, say, the formal voting for councillors and the voting on the for the board members, say internally you could argue, and that needs to be discussed by the working group, I guess. The principal choice: do you want to follow the formal voting mechanism, or do you want to vote, or do you want to follow, say, the more grown practice of, say, for internal purposes, we stick to one member, one vote. And you could argue both ways. And I think that is something for the working group to decide. Say, how it ends up, it doesn't matter, but you could have that principle discussion first. And I can redraft it in such a way that this comes very prominent at the start, so as we did over the last conference calls.
Okay.
And that choice can be made by the working group at this stage already, because that plays out in some of the sections of the rules of the CCNSO. And the second one is the bit about the, say, the number of members that needs to, say, does it need to be 10 members or less, or should we stick to the 10% rule? And then I agree with you that the other choices, especially the formal bits, yeah, that need to, we need to await until the final recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
But what I could do, because what I've done is use the format to identify the issues, I can redraft this in such a way that this becomes, as a principal choice, becomes clear to all the members of the working group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I understand. And so how do others think? Any comments?
Carlos?
No, I don't have any comment at the moment.
No, but I think more for a procedural point of view or process point of view, I suggest, and Mary and Paulus, if you agree, I will redraft this bit, because this was more a refresher and mapping the draft final report into the proposals or in the rules and guidelines that are redrafted and make very clear where are the principal choices which can be made at this stage.
Yes, that sounds a lot.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I have to leave the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, please. Thank you.
You okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mary, take care.
Yeah, thank you.
So let me do that and we have time until the 15th of December. I haven't checked whether we have any comments, but... If not, then say then we will proceed and we can do this in the meantime.
Yes.
And then for the next, I don't know, have we scheduled the next conference call?
Not yet.
Maybe this is something for in, say, a couple of weeks just before, say, mid-December or something?
Okay, so the comment deadline is 15th of December.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. So 1 week before is the 8th of December.
Yeah.
Is it a good day for you?
Yeah, that should be possible because I got it now. I got all the elements here and I can restructure it very easily. It will take me a couple of hours and then it's restructured. And then I can say that then it becomes very clear what I'll do is stay with this document because it's very neatly organized in the sense of the different sections, but I'll include an introduction with the principal choices.
Okay.
And then map out where this will affect the rules and guidelines.
Oh, that's great. So, Paulus, the symbol 8, is it okay for you?
December 8 is okay with me.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe we need to check whether there is an FOY meeting that day. Is there? Christina?
Just 1 second, I will check.
Yeah. It's easier for you then.
There may be chair and vice chair call on the day.
Yeah.
Yes, there is, but it's 21 UTC, so it's
okay,
not...
So then it should be, we should be able to do it at the same time, yeah?
Yeah, that's great.
So noon UTC, I'll set that up.
Yeah. Or maybe make it 1 hour... No, that's bad for you, isn't it, Hero?
Right, so...
You would prefer this time, wouldn't you?
Yeah, noon UTC is better for me.
Okay, then we leave it at noon UTC.
Okay. So thank you, Bart. Thank you, Paulus. So any other things today?
No, I think we covered a lot of ground again.
Okay. Paulus, is it okay to conclude?
Yes, it's okay with me. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hero. Thank you, Paulus.
Okay,
bye, Christina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.